I can only keep that up for so long.
Spot on.
What is up, everybody? As if you couldn't understand anything I just said, that's normal. This is Miss the Bus. This is our movie review of Venom. We just saw it. Some of us are excited to talk about it. Some of us are not. Maybe all of us are. Maybe all of us aren't. Who knows? I'm one of your hosts, Matt, and I'm joined by Tyler McCaffrey.
Hello.
Bailey Passero. And for the first time ever on this show, Nick Bustani. Hey! Give a round of applause. You finally made it down here, Nick.
Oh, glad to be here.
We are so happy to have you here. Let's go. Before we get into this glorious review, let me tell you, it's going to be great. if you end up liking this review or anything that we do, you can subscribe to us on iTunes. You can find us on Google Play, Stitcher, SoundCloud, YouTube, and that's all. That's all we're on right now. Nothing else.
Absolutely nothing else.
Slowly building. And on social media, you can follow us on Twitter at Miss the Bus Pod. Facebook is Miss the Bus, and Instagram is Miss the Bus Pod. Now that we got all that boring stuff out the way, we're going to get into maybe the ultimate boring thing.
I wouldn't say boring.
I don't know if I would either. We're going to start it off spoiler free. We're going to do our best to talk about this very complicated movie without spoiling anything, and then we'll jump into spoilers. So I'm going to pick on Tyler first.
Would you pick me first?
Because I just want
to
know.
You seem like you're itching to get it out, so.
Ready to peel those layers back.
We did as best as we could. The apartment that we record this in is only about 3 minutes from the movie theater. And I think we did a pretty good job of not talking too much about it as
we
left.
We didn't.
So I know everybody's feel on this movie, but I want
to. I feel like you knew my feel just from sitting next to me and watching the movie, and I feel like I know your feel as well.
I felt it radiating off of you.
I don't know. I mean, I thought it was terrible. Like, I can't even really say that, like, I don't know. Like, I guess some things with Venom and Eddie were funny and cool. Mm-hmm. But like,
were they supposed to be funny?
I don't know. That's what I mean.
Maybe that's
like,
the great mystery.
I don't really know. The movie didn't really have that much of a plot. It was very slow the first 40 minutes.
Yes. Uh-huh. Extremely.
Right, but
slow.
I don't know. It was just weird.
It was,
but not in like a good.
Not in like the.
Yeah,
not
like,
in like kind of what you were hoping. Like the trailer just looked weird. It was like, oh, this might be a weird kind of whatever movie.
But. And it was just like characters doing things that didn't make sense. The script was terrible. It's just like Tom Hardy, Riz Ahmed, and Michelle Williams are all three of like the best actors in certain things that they do.
And I was gonna say,
and it's just like I don't understand how like they saw this.
I've never
this and
really
were like,
seen her in anything. So when you said that she's actually a good actress, I was kind of taken aback because I was like, I'm not getting that vibe at all.
For people that don't know, she was in Manchester by the Sea with Casey Affleck. She was also in Blue Valentine with Ryan Gosling.
She was also in that movie recently.
All the Money in the World.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I've seen all three of those movies, and she's fantastic in all of them. She was actually she was with Heath Ledger before he passed away. She's actually the one that accepted his Oscar. Yeah, they have a kid together.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
I'm a
very big fan of her. I would say she's probably one of like my top five like actresses that I really like.
So you were let down by her in
I mean, they just didn't give her anything to do.
Oh, well, she was kind of bad in this movie.
She was, sure, but it was just like
even though they didn't give her anything to do, cuz like I haven't seen like much with her either, but I knew she was like a good actress.
Yeah.
So whenever she did talked it's just some of the stuff I was like, oh, why is she?
It's just like I don't
it was so corny.
I don't want to be a downer because like y'all know me, like even when superhero movies are like not good, I can still enjoy them or find like lights in them that I really like. But it's just like with this, like
the action in this was cool.
It was, but it was so bogged down with like CGI that I couldn't tell if it was good. Some parts it was good and some parts of it was just like I can't really see what's happening.
There was a lot going on, but I feel like that is
like a lot of the symbiotes,
what this is.
Yeah,
you know
sure.
what I mean, like they just look like that. It's
a part of
that would be
Venom.
I think that like the best part about this would be just how some of the action stuff looks.
Another thing too, I feel like I could understand Venom better than Eddie Brock.
Oh, you could.
And that doesn't make any sense.
And you know why?
Because he's Eddie Brock.
He just
he's a reporter.
I don't know. I want to hear what y'all think because I don't want to be the
Nick, what do you think? What did you think of this movie?
If you were going in expecting something like phenomenal,
there you go.
No.
Chief,
that could be the show tagline.
Boom.
Pacing's really off. Like Tyler said, the CGI is kind of all over the place in some places. Some scenes.
A lot of the bike stuff was like.
I like the bike scene.
I didn't hate the bike stuff.
The bike I knew was going to be bad from the trailer just because it just looks weird when he goes up that street ramp and then just kind of like.
Yeah. Well, there was a moment where during the bike stuff, I was just kind of like, why are we still doing this?
Yeah,
it did go on for pretty long.
A while.
There were some really weird scenes to the bike. Like, just one of his, like, little pinches out of a situation was don't know what to say about it, man. Like, it's just out there.
When the bike slid, it was kind of cool.
When all of his venomness went on the street, and it was just like,
yeah, when it went out of his ass,
pool of goo. Like, he slid on.
Oh man, Bailey, what about you? What do you think of this?
All right, stick with me now. I'm not saying I liked this movie.
Uh-oh.
But I'm also not saying I hated
Ring the
this
bells.
Movie. I'm also not saying I hated this movie. I really enjoyed all the scenes where Venom and Tom would talk to each other. I should say Eddie Brock. I'm
Those
sorry.
Were the best parts.
When they would talk
Somewhat.
To each other and when
still
they like were kind of figuring things out. Like I did, even though you saw it in the trailer, I did like the whole apartment fight scene. I thought that was kind
of
cool.
Okay, like, yeah. Right. And that's what I mean by like how like some of the action was mm-hmm. cool.
Yeah.
Like
I thought that kind of stuff.
Especially that part was like before he went like full on Venom when he just mm-hmm. had like the different, you know, parts of the symbiote like coming out. Like that looked really cool.
Yeah.
Like, really, really cool.
I liked that a lot.
Those were the moments, too, where I was like, Tom Hardy's perfect for playing the kind of action part side
yeah,
of this,
exactly.
for sure. I'm not saying he, whatever, we'll get into that. But, like, for that stuff, there were parts where he just looked like the badass Tom Hardy when he's just, mm-hmm. like, tackling people to the ground and just, like, decking people in the face. It's just,
yeah.
like, it looked good.
I mean, he, but, yeah. I love the man. So I was expecting to, like, have a little soft spot for him mm-hmm. in this movie. It's not a great movie. It's not. I understand that. But
you liked
I can,
it, Bailey.
But I can tell you that it's like I wasn't like pissed off that I watched it. You know what I mean? Like, and everybody in the theater was also laughing. At
everybody
all the
was in on the joke,
we
right?
Everybody.
I feel like the people around us were, but I feel like the people like kind of in front of us like.
It was
very,
just funny because it's like mm-hmm. all of us were laughing at things that weren't supposed to be extremely funny. But
do you think people were
it was
dumbfounded?
Just hard not to.
They were like, whoa.
I don't really think
what made it more fun, honestly.
The thing is with movies like this, I don't even think people go and see it and really like care if it's bad or good.
No, and that's so the either. Thing. Like, I 100% was expecting to go see this movie and not be like amazed by it by any means. I just was excited to see like something kind of cool that we haven't seen before, which, I mean, we saw Venom and Spider-Man 3.
Yeah, don't
but,
you forget. We've been given all we deserve.
I'm not saying that this is any better than that. I'm just saying that it wasn't like...
It was hard to be worse.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know. I'm like in the middle right now, which I know sounds crazy because I know we just watched a bad movie, but I can't help but not like... I don't know. I enjoyed it.
It's okay.
I enjoyed it. Yeah. It was a fun time. Kind of.
We've probably said about all we can say without spoiling anything or talking about more specific plot points. So if you haven't watched Venom yet and you just wanted to get a feel for what we thought of it, I'd say sign off now. Go watch it. That being said, I think one of our biggest complaints about this movie is that there's not really a plot.
No.
So if you decide to just listen to the whole episode and then whatever, and you haven't seen
it
yet,
to like come out.
Yeah,
instead
I think
of like
you'll
in
be
theaters.
Fine. I think you'll forget everything. And again, there's really not that much to forget. So hey, if you want to stick around, that's fine. But just consider this your fair warning that
we're
everything ahead is spoiling. We're gonna spoil the shit out of it. all right. So obviously, we've said there wasn't really a plot to this,
no.
And I think that is very evident. Just at the end of this movie, when he's like, we're going to save the world. And it's like, are you saving the world?
No, Tom Hardy says, fuck it. Let's save the world.
And then I'm sorry. I just was like so
I like when they're on the rocket that's shooting up and you see the other symbiote like through the window and he's just shocked. He's like, what? How are they?
I feel like I just, whenever Venom was like, you know what? I was going to come here and eat everybody, but I'm also kind of a loser on my planet.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm going to stay on this planet.
So let me get this straight. Like, they more or less wanted to come down to, like, destroy the planet.
And, like, eat everyone, I guess.
But Riot wanted to go back so he could bring everyone back down.
Yeah.
And but Venom was like, no, nah, because I like Eddie. I'm not going to do this.
He literally
and
said, like,
apparently
what
he was a loser.
The thing that changed your mind? And he goes, you, Eddie. And I was just like, really?
Yeah, I don't
that
really
was the thing? What did Eddie do that made it so?
I know. He literally just like.
He was just like
accepted
surviving.
Accepted it, I guess.
Yeah. He ate some lobster. So
why did they have to make Tom Hardy so stupid?
That's what I didn't like about it.
Well, they made
Eddie Brock was an idiot.
Well, they made him in the beginning sound like he was smart. And then whenever Venom attached, he like became this imbecile.
Well,
that, like,
I was confused.
Speak.
Yeah,
you know what they were going for? They were going for, I know y'all didn't see Upgrade, but Upgrade is very similar in the sense that the lead.
Oh, the Tom Hardy knockoff?
Honestly, yeah. Like the lead guy in it plays a very similar, I would say a better performance, because Upgrade's actually a pretty fucking cool movie, but he plays a similar performance where, like, these things are happening and he's just like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah, it kind of looked
like
this.
And I feel like they probably told Tom Hardy, or Tom Hardy was going for something like that.
Like, he was out of control.
Right, and in parts of it, it worked, but half the time he was just a bumbling idiot, whereas the guy in Upgrade was, like, not really a bumbling idiot.
Again,
right.
Like, the only part I feel like it really worked well with that was the whole apartment scene, and then, like, yeah, right after it.
For sure.
And then after that, it just seemed like it was all over the place.
It made me laugh a lot.
Yeah,
I'm saying,
definitely.
Like, it worked in the sense, if you're trying to make, like, sit there and make us laugh, then yeah, maybe so. But it just, it's hard to care about, even as much as Tom, like, as likable as Tom Hardy is, it's hard to care about that character.
I will go on record right now and say Tom Hardy is one of my favorite actors.
Oh, he definitely is.
Bane is, like, The Dark Knight Rises is one of my favorite movies. Like, I love him to death.
Right.
So I'm not just shitting on it to shit on it. Like, I wanted it to be good.
That's the thing. He does a job.
He does well.
He does
with
a job
what
with
given.
What he's given.
Yeah,
I feel like if they made another movie and they fixed things, he could be good.
Well, this
in it.
Was I was first.
I'm
of
fine
all,
with. I still think when they decided to cast him as Venom, perfect casting choice. I think
sure.
He didn't show anything in this movie that was like, oh, he can't do it.
Yeah,
I think it 100% is what he was given to work with, yeah. And which was essentially nothing.
I think I was expecting it to be a little darker too. Like, I was expecting at least a little bit of darkness.
Well, yeah,
but I feel like it was mostly
going
just
into
funny.
This movie.
We're in spoilers, right?
Oh yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Going into the movie, we had the conversation before we saw it, but it was like me sitting there being like, I think I'm gonna like this more than the Predator, and I guess I didn't. I guess the Predator was better, but I think the differentiating factor there may have just been the R rating, right? Because I think if,
yeah,
as ridiculous as this, or as bad as this movie was, if it was rated R and some of those scenes could have just been over the top, like, holy shit, just,
well,
like, that's,
yeah,
disgusting, or that's,
yeah,
crazy, then it would have been like, okay, this is, you know, at least I'm sitting here having a good time.
The thing with the Predator is, like, a lot of the humor doesn't land, but a lot of it does because of the R rating.
Right.
So I
but
feel
in this,
like,
it couldn't really go for that.
Yeah, it doesn't really land.
Yeah. And it was like, most of the time in PG-13 movies, they can say fuck one time. And like we said,
yeah,
before, the time that when Tom Hardy says it, it's just kind of like,
yeah, I totally didn't catch
it's
that.
Not,
he said it,
but, oh, yeah, he's just like, fuck
he
it, we'll
says
save the
it,
world.
But yeah, that's the thing. Like,
it's when he's wanting to save the world.
Right,
he's
like, he,
fuck.
Walking down the hill.
You can barely understand Tom Hardy, and the music being
the
loud
world
makes it even harder to understand.
Oh, there were times where I straight up was like, I have no idea what this man is even trying to say. I
couldn't either. And I know he's British, so like, but even like Inception, he doesn't say, now in The Revenant, you can't fucking understand a word he
no
says. But
in Inception, he does a good job of doing like, well, I guess he's still a British accent in Inception. I can't even remember now. That's like one of my favorite movies.
I think he does, yeah.
He does. He has a different type of accent in that movie, too.
Yeah.
Tom Hardy just has a different way of speaking. But you know what?
He does.
In this, it was just hard to understand him. And then when it wasn't, it was like he was saying stupid stuff. Like, $20 for paper.
Oh, you know nothing changed but the weather.
What's
what's gonna tickle the culinary gonna tickle the pickle tonight?
Oh, my God.
That, like, what were the lines they gave him? I just they make
him
sound like
reading off the script, and he's like, "Yeah, I can do this."
That is what's so confusing about all of this. I'm also kind of disappointed with like Riz Ahmed.
He was the worst part of the movie.
Yeah, okay.
And I was really, when it first was announced that he was going to be the villain, I was really excited.
Here's my thing with him: when he wasn't trying to be a fucking badass, he was like, before I even saw that side of him, I was like, okay.
Yeah,
he wasn't
you
bad.
Can get it.
But then when he starts doing it to, oh, you know, Isaac is a biblical
man.
Oh,
my God. I can't stand when movies do that.
I couldn't stop laughing when he put
his
hand on the freaking glass.
Join
and then
me.
The other
Let's
guy puts his hand on the other. I lost it. Because I was just like, is this supposed to be a joke? Because it very much felt like a joke. But I know they were trying to be like, hard and like make sure he was scary kind of,
but
I
he wasn't
know.
He doesn't do
it
that, like,
it was so funny.
He could have done the vibe of just being kind of like an ignorant like dude, like they could have played it off more like that, but
yeah,
when he started having to be like this, like
power hungry,
yeah, it just didn't work. And then
he's also not really a threatening guy, like great actor, but he's not,
no,
like,
not at all. And I think that's
he's like my fucking side.
Oh my god, the scene where he and Tom Hardy are actually each other fighting, I was like, is this a joke?
He's
like,
in.
I hated that because I was like, Tom Hardy would whoop this guy's ass in a second.
He's
and
in
then
Rogue
they do
One.
The slow mo,
the slow mo punch, the like jump punch,
and it was like, this is just reminding me of the fucking Karate Kid.
I literally me and mad at the same time. We're like, Tom Hardy would kick his fucking ass. Yeah. Like,
this wouldn't even be a fight.
But Tom Hardy did have organ failure going on before. Like, with
that's
Venom.
True. Maybe yeah. he's still
hip top shape.
Can the symbiote like heal you? Is yeah, that more yeah, or less what it does?
I guess so.
Their point was to come to Earth.
That's why they kept showing the broken bones because they wanted to make sure you saw.
Full
like,
disclaimer
hey.
Too. We may be missing cool parts of this movie that are like references to people that actually know more about Venom,
right.
and the symbiote and all that kind of stuff that maybe we didn't catch. So if we are shitting on, maybe Eddie Brock's supposed to be an idiot, but I don't think he is. But you know what? If we're wrong,
but the difference is like there's a difference between being confused and trying to figure something out and then like legitimately yeah. sounding like an idiot. And and some of the stuff they had him say, it's just like, I don't think that that's how you would
well,
be reacting.
Yeah, it was just
to
weird too. Like there's ways to make like someone freaking out with this new power work, but they literally just had just scenes of him just eating gross food.
Oh God, I couldn't take
it's
that.
It's just fucking
I
weird.
I get it, and like it's like I get what they're trying to go for with that. Like it's supposed to be this like being that like no yeah. one can understand.
When he jumped in the fucking lobster tank,
they start.
He's
they
start like
hot.
He starts to cool down. He's like, oh.
They start the scene with a lobster tank, and I'm like, oh God, that's gonna come back. And then,
oh, for sure.
But 45 seconds later, he's in the tank eating these lobsters, and Michelle Williams is like, we gotta bring you to the doctor.
Yeah, he's at a buffet.
That's another thing too. When they bring him to the doctor. She blares the sound from the scanning machine or the MRI machine.
And don't even forget the first time they just let him leave. The first time he goes to the doctor, they're like, okay, you'll get your test results back later.
They let him leave, and instead of just blasting the sound more to kill the symbiote, they don't. They just leave it in there, and then it gets away.
Yeah, they're like, we'll leave the symbiote in there, then we're going to start having a conversation about if I'm cheating on you with Tom Hardy, and then the symbiote's going to crawl into an air vent and possess a dog.
That was stupid.
Yeah.
Because she was like, I just don't want you to think anything's going on between me and I. And he's like, what are you talking about? There's a fucking thing trapped in the room. That's what I'm talking about. And it's like, why would she be like, you know what? We just saw something like come out of this man and like be alive and try to kill people. But I'm worried about like if you're doing anything.
If you're okay.
Well, not to mention Riz Ahmed's staff apparently doesn't watch cameras. Or they're like the worst security people alive. Because
who
literally
did you bring in here?
I'm sorry, but if like this woman, like the actress that the top scientist goes in there with Tom Hardy. I'm pretty sure at some point, like, there would be security or cameras somewhere.
Right.
Somewhere. And then same thing with the little girl that had the symbiote that eventually infects Riz Ahmed.
Just leaves her family at the airport.
Yeah, first of all.
No one's worried about where this child is?
Didn't like that one bit. Second of all, did no one see this? How did this kid get in there?
Same with the poor woman that got hit by it at the very beginning. And then there was a time jump, and then she's still walking up the escalator. She just had the thing for 6 months. She was just sick.
Matt leaned over, and he was like, so has she had that for 6 months?
It just doesn't make sense. I don't know.
Also, why, if he was so powerful, did he stay with that one woman? Why would you not just keep jumping from person to person until you're getting where you need to go? Like, you're going to take this
seems like the biggest
woman.
Advantage of being a fucking symbiote.
Well, I don't get either, because like some people's bodies rejected it, but others didn't.
Yeah, and they didn't really touch on that.
And
it just so happened to
be the exact two people.
Right.
That's comic book stuff, so like... I feel like you can't really blame anything on that. Like, I get that's what usually happens in comic book movies, and that doesn't really bother me too much, but they could have
I'm not directly shitting
something.
On that, but there wasn't ever really, unless I missed it, right? There wasn't ever an explanation of, like, why is Tom Hardy
no, they
the
literally
that,
explain nothing about
yeah.
that.
I know that, like, the symbiotes look for, like, a host that they can match with that's, like, morally upright, which they kind of changed in
like
the
their
movie.
Personalities.
Like, yeah, like, they gotta be, like... They get corrupted if they go to an evil person.
Yeah.
If they go to someone who's culturally corrupt.
Okay.
Okay.
Which makes sense.
So that, I guess, makes more sense to where all of a sudden Venom was like, let's save the world.
But it's like, they didn't give
us... And it's like, was Eddie Brock going to try and save the world?
Yeah. I mean, I guess you can tell he's a good person from the beginning of the movie, but there wasn't... I was about to complain, like, they didn't give us enough time with him without it for us to really get that, but actually they did. They gave us way
too
much without Venom.
Yeah.
So I don't know why that didn't rub off on me.
I think that's... The beginning really...
It's
oh,
really
man.
Bad.
I also
was
not a fan of it.
I didn't like at the end too. Michelle Williams is just like, oh, I'm sorry about Venom. And I was just like, why?
Yeah, like it's an
why
alien.
Would you want him? It doesn't make
it
any
eats
sense.
People. You
even
ate
like
a
Eddie
man
yeah, like
with
even
this thing on your
and
screen.
Then she's looking at him, she's like, wait, is there something you're not telling me? Is Venom still in you?
The whole scene in the forest too, when like Venom's in her and they kiss, it's just like, why, man?
To get it back in him.
The dog into her.
Venom,
I forgot about the freaking dog.
Yeah,
it went in the dog.
It did. It went out of the vent into
Hardy
the dog.
It goes into a dog
and then
makes eye contact with her. Michelle, what's her
name? Michelle Williams.
And she just stands there.
Michelle Williams.
And she just,
why'd you say that? Miss Michelle Williams.
But yeah, she just stands there, sees the eyes, and it's like,
and
she
then
just
it's in
like,
her at some point.
A longing look.
Game plan. You're gonna come infect me, and then we're gonna go into the forest, kiss Eddie. He's gonna get it back. Go.
I don't think
and then save the world.
I just don't see any reason as to why Eddie would still want venom in him, besides it just making him feel kind of cool.
No.
Well, I mean, I can't really
also,
say.
Did they explain how this dude got like this whole fucking thing where he could test, like he could just make the decision, like, you know what? Human test subjects right now. We're jumping straight to it.
Yeah.
That was in Planet of the Apes. They just jump right to human testing. Like.
But like, why is he, what, he owned that company or something? Where did he get all his power? Why does he have a fucking rocket pad that he can
Nathan
launch
Drake.
Shit into space?
Not
wasn't
a
he
character.
Also, they totally don't, like, I guess they didn't have time, but like, he's just sending people into space to look for a new planet to live on, and that's just casual fodder in this. Like,
they just did not explain any, like, they brought a bunch of topics up and then didn't go in any deeper into explaining them, and so it was just like, okay, you could have just stuck with like Tom Hardy and Venom at that point and like had him going around the city save like killing bad guys.
I didn't
like that would have been cooler.
What was Michelle Williams' occupation?
She was a lawyer.
Yeah.
I would have known.
Yeah, she was
also like the fact that like she gets fired because of him, like I guess she'd be pissed,
oh,
but if she really cared about him, I don't think she would just be like,
"What
are you?"
Started on that scene where she gets fired and then immediately walks out the door and is like, "You know what? Right this second. We've been engaged. I'm in love with you." We're not going to go to a house and talk about this. I'm literally just going to drop my shit, give you the ring, and be like, I don't love you anymore.
It is funny that these Venom movies, Spider-Man 3 included, they always a ring at some point is part of the plot. There's a whole, thing with that in Spider-Man 3 as well.
There's marriage, there's going to be a Venom.
I just
that's,
feel
what,
like,
that's what brings in Venom.
I just feel like that was ridiculous. It's just, I don't know. Some of the stuff in this movie just didn't even need to be a part of it, really.
I was just hoping that I would like it enough to where like, I could just still just buy the Blu-ray and watch like the cool scenes that I really liked,
yeah, but it's not even worth sifting.
It's not worth
through,
my 20 bucks.
No,
well, didn't
it's
Tom
not.
Hardy say they cut like 30 to 40 minutes footage?
Yeah,
like
he came out and said that earlier this week, and
book.
Then he had to go back on it and be like, well, it was stuff that I enjoy, but it wouldn't have made sense for a movie or whatever. Like, he tried to cover his tracks, but
so
I think realistically,
like, you need to clean your shit up.
The thing is, though, I don't even know how much an R rating would have really helped it.
No, I mean,
because you need
plot,
a plot.
If
for
the
it.
Plot was still this bad, then it really wouldn't have done that much more good for it. Ultimately, I mean, this was just a disappointment.
That's when I started getting worried because, well, I already thought the trailers were like bad. I told y'all that, but like the moment Sony pretty much, first of all, they pushed the review scores back. They didn't let it come out on Tuesday night. They waited like a whole extra day, and that's always
every time a studio does that, you know,
it's the same thing Disney did with Christopher Robin. Now that movie didn't end up getting bad reviews, but I think
they knew
it wasn't gonna make money.
The second the studio gets a hint of that it's not gonna get as well received as they thought,
or that it's not gonna make a lot of money. But with Venom, it was a situation of like that the reviews were gonna be bad. I'm sure they knew that. So it's like, that's always a bad sign. And then when Tom Hardy said like that shit was cut, that's another bad sign.
Yeah,
that's just like, I don't know.
And no Tom Holland, man.
No Tom Holland, but I'll tell you what. After credit scenes.
You got Cletus Cassidy.
Well, you get...
How pumped
get
are we
Annie,
for Venom
little,
2,
you
everybody?
Little, you get a little Orphan Annie wig on Harrison Ford.
That's
one of the worst wigs
I
ever seen.
It is. See, yeah, I got a little Orphan Annie. I was expecting him to start singing like about the sun will come out or something.
Why don't
I don't
you
know.
Come over here, Eddie?
The costume team must have just been like, all right, let's get Woody. Let's put a wig on him.
How can we make him look as weird as possible, but also as stupid as possible?
Red curly wig. We got it. Check.
Now, and granted, again, all actors we love.
That's what's so, I think, confusing about
no
this
one,
movie.
No actor in
what
this movie
is,
that is bad.
It's proof you can't take the idea that we're going to turn this into a movie, cast great, but have like an awful script. And
it proves that Sony needs to just let fucking Kevin Feige
just run it.
Just give him all the properties with his whole like...
Oh, yeah, because...
Like, just let him do it.
By no means does this mean... So this is two strikes for Venom, right? We have Spider-Man 3, we have Venom. This is by no means means that it can't be filmed, it can't be a good movie. It just means both times it's been done wrong, right? At least that's what I think. I think, like you're saying, Kevin Feige could make this awesome.
Yeah.
Like Venom's a cool character.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, that's what's so sad
hurts,
about this.
Yeah, like,
it could be really freaking cool.
I liked Spider-Man 3 more than this.
Really?
Because it's not like Venom's in that movie like a fucking ton.
I would have to go back and watch Spider-Man 3 because it's been so long.
I do.
I'm not a fan of Tobey Maguire.
I'm not a fan of either of them. It's just the fact that like...
Topher Grace actually doesn't bother
me. I still
me,
really
but.
Like Spider-Man 2, like 1 and 2 a lot, and like the aesthetic of the Sam Raimi movie. So there's stuff in 3 that works. It's just overall, it's just muddled.
Yeah.
But it's not like you watch and you're like, I can't watch those. This was just boring. At least, like, the Raimi movies are so entertaining.
Right.
Yeah, I'll say this is, like, the first superhero movie I'm, like, not dying to see again. Like,
yeah, and, like, how many times have you watched Spider-Man 3?
Yeah, I've watched Spider-Man 3 a few times, and, like, exactly. That's not a good movie.
It's not. All right, let's wrap this up, because the last thing anybody wants to do is watch that movie, then come and watch and listen to a bunch of idiots talk about this for longer than 30 minutes. So, okay, let's score it, though, right? Tyler, we're going to go around.
Hard two.
Bailey, what do you...
Five.
Yeah, I'm kind of with a five, like a 4.5, 5.
I'm going to land on a 4, and I'm going to say... like, and that is, again, didn't want to kill myself during it. I wasn't sitting there like, let this... or I was at one point, like, I'm ready for it to end. But it was enjoyable enough to sit there and snack on something and laugh at.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
This is our Venom movie, and this is bad.
We are, I guess, Venom.
Picked up one we small... are Venom. Reference to the Spider-Man universe was the space shuttle that crashed. The astronaut it's attached to is Jameson. And Jameson.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. Oh, yep. That's pretty cool.
I actually did catch that in the beginning, too. I thought that was cool.
That's cool.
Probably what I like the most.
Favorite part of the movie.
The thing is, I'm not giving it a 2 to just be like, I just thought it was boring.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
And for me, like, that's the most unforgivable thing about movies.
I was going to say, Tyler will defend most superhero movies.
I will. I always find fun things in them. I just thought it was boring.
It was. Unfortunately, Venom wasn't that good, ladies and gentlemen. But
just wait for it to come out.
Just wait for Venom 2.
Don't go to the theaters. You'll enjoy it.
No,
I'm home more.
What do y'all think? Yeah. How much money does this movie make?
Oh God,
it'll still make a lot of money.
I think so too.
Do you think how much? Spider-Man 3 made $800 million, and back then
I don't think it's gonna break 200 million.
Really?
Oh no, I think it breaks that.
I think it will.
I think it caps off at a good 6.
All right.
People are going to go see this movie.
People are going to want to see it just because everyone's curious to why it's getting
and because there is a big part of the population that doesn't critique movies like we do, that doesn't care. Like, they're just like, a Venom movie's out. I don't know what a Rotten Tomatoes score is. I'm just going to see it. So, you know
like
what I mean?
Like Angelo.
There are people that will go, and I think a lot of them will still be disappointed, but they will have already bought their ticket, and nobody's word of mouth is going to stop them from going to see the Venom
movie.
But
I don't know. It's like, even if you are just entertained by superhero movies, I just didn't see how this was like crazy entertaining.
I was still
the beginning, at least, for sure.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I think people will show up and they'll be bummed out.
You'll be bummed out, but or they'll think it looks cool. I still found entertaining things about it, so I enjoyed it enough to give it a 5.
If I was 10 years younger, like if I saw this as a sophomore in high school, I think I would have been like, I wouldn't have been like singing praises to it.
but you would have just.
But I
would have
been like, that was cool. There was some funny jokes in it. The action was cool. You know what I mean? So I think there's a target audience for it, and it's still bad. It's still very bad. But it'll make its money. Mm-hmm. And they'll probably still make a second one.
Because I know you're a fan of Johnny Blaze. Was this worse or better than Ghost Rider 1? Because I haven't seen that in like 10 years.
Worse.
Man.
Worse in my opinion. I love Ghost Rider.
Okay.
That
were the bike scenes similar?
Kind of.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because that was the vibes
Ghost Rider
I was getting.
Didn't have cooler bike scenes, I thought.
If anything, I like Ghost Rider a lot.
So still a fan of Johnny Blaze?
Oh, man. Always ride for Johnny.
Ride for Johnny.
That's what I like to hear.
All right, so we're gonna hit it. We're gonna get out of here now. If you haven't seen it yet, I don't know what to tell you.
Maybe go.
Make your own decisions, people. But hopefully, we helped you a little bit there. if you enjoyed this review at all, we do a weekly show that comes out Thursday mornings at 9. We're also reviewing Better Call Saul. We've got one episode left of that. We're super excited for it. Those come out on Monday nights. And other than that.
Signing off.
Stay real, people.
Thank you all for having me.
It's been Eddie Brock.
It was a pleasure, Nick.
Give it up for Nick, too. Woo. We're very happy Nick finally got to be on a show. We look forward to hopefully he can be on a few more with us in the future. So until next time, adios.